Now, from what you've been saying, it suggests to me that maybe a lot of decisions are happening on a sort of diocesan scale. So bishops, local councils and so on. Understandably, if there are so many schools, you need to sort of have it in clusters. So where does the Catholic Education Service come into all of this? I mean, what would their role be in trying to make sure that people are managing with the subsidy issue?
Well, as you say, it is a local question in terms of councils and dioceses. At the national level, the Catholic Education Service is involved. We've been talking to the MP, Jim Dobbin. He raised a question in Parliament before Christmas asking the Prime Minister about this and whether the Department for Education would consider further supporting and arguing the case for the funding of the transport to schools.
So would it be fair to say then that CES is the sort of the national body that represents sort of the local church, for example, to the media, to the government and so on? Is that a fair assumption?
Well, I think in terms of representing the churches to the government, to national strategy, then yes, the CES has a significant role there. It also has a role with the media, but it's also good when people who are Catholics from the local area speak on their local radio stations.
Is there a concern, obviously you can't speak on behalf of all bishops, but is there a concern that maybe this subsidy issue is going to cause people to opt for non-Catholic schools if they happen to be nearer to their homes?
The problem is that those who are being hardest hit are the poorer families. They cannot afford the cost of perhaps sending two or three children moving towards between £2,000 and £3,000 to Catholic schools. There's also families who have perhaps just moved out of that area where they're receiving free school meals, and suddenly they have to pay the extra amount for school transport. So it is a concern, because government and the church wants parents to have the choice about where they send their children to school, and for many Catholic parents, sending them to a Catholic school is paramount.
Yes. I know a lot of people will desperately want to send their child to a Catholic school, and understandably, if that's, you know, that's their faith background and, you know, the child's been baptised and so on, and they want to keep that sort of faith input throughout their life. A lot of demand for Catholic schools, often oversubscribed. But sometimes people have sort of debated in recent months about whether or not Catholic schools really do exist to, in a sense, disciple and foster their faith that someone already has, or to perhaps witness to people who don't have a faith. Because there are some secondary schools, for example, that say, well, quite a key percentage of our pupils don't have a Catholic faith. So is there a general sort of policy or a sense of what the Catholic schools exist for?